spirit and in truth. And when you worship God in spirit and in truth, it's not just about the emotion. It's not just for show. It doesn't matter who's around you. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. You will worship God, amen, in sweet abandon, because you know who God is and you know what He has done for you. Amen. So we must worship God in spirit. Spirit refers to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Philippians 2 verses 3 says, worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit awakens us. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe during this week as I was sleeping and I was resting, the Holy Spirit awakened me and said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And today the message I believe that God wants to share with us as the church, as we are here in the sanctuary, some of us, and those who are at home, whatever you are doing, however you are watching us or engaged in this worship service today and other worship services to come, it must be done in spirit and in truth.